Talk Live, you can bring us anything you want. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Take control of these airwaves. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about a very disturbing story, a story that is very unusual. I've never heard it before. And it's coming from a source that, well, we don't really know what the veracity of it is. Beforeitsnews.com is the site. It appears to be a website where viewers can submit their own content. I guess kind of similar to Free Talk Live, but not quite the same. And this is a story about a woman who allegedly woke up in her own bed, and she was still who she believed she was. It's just that she was in a different universe. So there's a certain theory out there, this multi-universe theory or something like that, that suggests that, how to best explain it, like, in any moment, there are different choices you can make, right? And so the universe exists, like, the world in which we live is only in one universe, and then there are other versions of the
parallel
universes that are very, very similar to ours, all the same rules, like gravity and stuff like that.
But the one decision was made, or the other, and, you know,
right, but in this life, Mark is still an advertising executive at a magazine in Sarasota, Florida, or, you know, JJ never moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and you're a machine worker in, you know, Wisconsin, or whatever, you know, some other alternate possibility that could have happened in your life, but for whatever reason, it didn't. That these all exist simultaneously within all that is.
That the universe where Ian Freeman is actually a campaign worker for the Barack Obama campaign.
Wow.
Going door-to-door knocking.
Well, you really went far on that one,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Ian doesn't deny it.
It's not me, but it wouldn't be me. It'd be a different me.
You'd share your chromosomes, pal.
Well, so the idea is out there, and I think it's an interesting one. It's a fascinating one. And this woman's saying it has actually come into her reality, and that she went to sleep one night, and the next night woke up in a different parallel universe. She started noticing things were different. Her boyfriend wasn't there. Her ex-boyfriend, who was her ex-boyfriend, was her now her boyfriend, and she woke up in a bed with different sheets on it. Her job had she went and worked at the same company, but she was in a completely different department of that same company.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of inconsistencies that she was noticing, and, you know, she seems relatively sane from the way the story is written.
Well, it's a story, and I'm not 100% sure of its veracity or anything like that, but I love it. I think it's very exciting. Going on with the quote here from Linnea, here's, I can't find any pathology that matches my experience. For 5 months, I've been reading all of the theories I've come across, and I'm convinced that it has been a jump between planes or something, a decision or action taken that has caused things to change. What upsets me is that I'm in the same year, not a different time. I'm exactly the same. Let me explain. It's as though I lost my memory 5 months ago and woke up having dreamed those 5 months, with the exception that everyone remembers me during that time. And I've done things that I'm not aware of having done. Has anyone had a similar experience? Pranksters and people with a grasp on the truth can refrain from commenting. This is very serious to me. And this is, you know, speculates. Could Lernia, a highly educated woman, be simply hallucinating everything?
I think perhaps it's Lerina. L-E-R-I-N-A.
Excuse me. It's not a familiar name to me. Excuse me. Perhaps she's suffering from some sort of rare spatial time-related mental illness. So, you know, I just think it's a really fun story, and I think that, you know, for me, I've had instances where it just feels like you're visiting, you know, you're looking around, things seem alien to some extent, and then, you know, life goes on, and you can zoom back in.
It says here in the earlier part of the story that if someone has had similar experience, please contact me to see what may have happened. But there's no contact information in the article, so how are we supposed to contact
Lerina? Well, it was written in Spanish, and this is an excerpt from the article.
Right. Now, they don't actually link to the original, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They do? Okay. Interesting.
I think you can read it.
Revisita Digital Avalon.
Revista.
Oh, okay. Revista. Anyway, so but then there's more here, Mark. There are other stories apparently like this. Let's give the next one. A curious incident took place in Tokyo, Japan during the early 1990s. A man arrived on a flight with a passport from a non-existent country. The man expressed anger and shock when Japanese customs officials detained him, although the officials checked their records carefully. The passport had been issued by a country that did not exist. No record showed the country had ever existed. Although passports exist issued by non-existent countries, known as camouflage passports, the passport was real and had custom official stamps on various pages, including stamps by Japanese customs officials from previous visits. The man was well-traveled, Caucasian, said the country was in Europe, and had existed for almost 1,000 years. He carried legal currency from several European countries, an international driver's license, and spoke several languages.
Does he have currency from the country that he supposedly has the passport from? That's what I want to see.
Right.
Finally, indignant, he demanded a meeting with higher government authorities. He was convinced some massive practical joke was being played on him. After being detained for almost 14 hours in a small security room at the airport terminal, some government officials took pity on him and transported him to a hotel. They ordered the mystery visitor to wait there until they decided what to do about the matter. From the reports, the Japanese were just as confused and flustered as the mysterious man without a country. Although two immigration officials were posted with instructions not to permit the man to leave his room, the next morning the guards discovered he was gone. The only exit was the door they watched, and the only window had no outside ledge and was 15 stories above a busy downtown street. The authorities launched an intensive manhunt throughout Tokyo for the mysterious traveler, but finally gave up the hunt. The man was never seen again.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you going to do with stories like that, you know?
Inexplicata relates the story that is like Lorena's, except from the opposite point of view. The original account was written by journalist Segundo Peña and published in one of Venezuela's biggest newspapers, El Tiempo. Peña relates a strange tale that smacks heavily of a multiverse shift. The incident occurred on the campus of ULA, University of the Andes, and involved a well-known faculty member. What happened in full daylight, according to dozens of witnesses, the professor left one of the university's buildings, crossed a parking lot to his parked car, and entered it. Many saw him as he walked to his car. Some even called out to him and waved. The professor opened his car door, climbed in, sat down, and closed the door. The car sat there unmoving. Eventually, a few curious students went to the car and found it empty. The professor had vanished, presumably for good, as the incident occurred more than 40 years ago. What do you say about that stuff?
I think there's some really good writing here. That,
yeah.
Honestly, there's a lot of...
You know, I like the objectivist philosophy that you have to work with the universe as it largely appears, and that you have to just kind of ignore things like this,
or else you'd go nuts.
Right. I mean, you know, it's fun and interesting and science fictiony and all that. I mean, I really enjoyed reading these articles, but
what can you really do with the information?
I can only assume. I'm going to assume that all this stuff is fake because it's inconvenient to think otherwise.
Until it happens to you.
Right. It may have happened to me.
Yeah, what were you going to tell us about that?
You keep on wanting me to come up with some great story. I'm just telling you, I've had incidences where, you know, I felt like, you know, alien and weird. I mean, nothing terribly strange, just a little disconnected.
Not like deja vu, but something different.
Yeah, some feeling like
similar
that.
To deja vu?
I would say it's something similar. Have you never felt like this?
Oh, I've had deja vu. I've never felt as though I'm in an alternate universe, however.
A disconnect with reality?
I've definitely been disconnected with reality.
Why don't you tell people about that? Because I'd much rather hear about my silly feeling a little disconnected. I'd much rather hear about you and your drug-induced sleep loss.
It was sleep-deprived more so than drug-induced. But haven't I talked about this? I believe I have.
I don't know anything about it at all.
Yeah, I stayed up way too long. And
after doing LSD.
Yeah, and coming to the conclusion that time no longer existed.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you come to that conclusion, dangerous things can happen. Because, yeah, time is kind of a creation of man in a way. I mean, it sort of doesn't really exist except in our imagination.
But if you decide to
stay awake and ignore time, it will destroy you.
But you did exist at the top of the stairs, stark naked, except for a towel tied around your neck like a superhero. with your hands on your hips, declaring
yeah, you
that
happen,
you're a Neo
right?
from the Matrix.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I know you don't. I know you don't. I had to deal with this. People
How do you know I wasn't Neo from the Matrix? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Such a pain, JJ. Such
More
a pain.
Coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of these airwaves, dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. If you're just coming in from the multiverse, transitioning from another reality, you may be shocked to find out that Mark is actually the co-host on this version of the show and not sitting in the main seat. Maybe you host Free Talk Live in the main seat, like, all the time. Not just when I go to jail.
Maybe I fired you.
Maybe. That's a possibility. And so, yeah.
I bet you SACL CAI still sponsors the show, though.
Maybe so.
Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, probably in most universes, I would think. And he's a big supporter of Free Talk Live. And SACL CAI, his company, has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Has been for a very long time. SACL CAI.
At least in this universe. And that's what we've been talking about, is this bizarre story out of, I believe, Spain. Is that right, Mark, where this came from? Let's see. The original site is called
RevistaDigitalAvalon.es.
So, yeah, that's ES is España. And they're saying that there's a woman who woke up in her bed, same house that she lived in, but different job, different boyfriend, different sheets. I mean, like, these things were different, she noticed, as she went about her day, and she realized something had really bizarre had happened. Whether or not this is a legitimate story is still remains to be seen. However, it sure is interesting.
Some other stories that have sort of, you know, made it look more legitimate. I don't know whether any of those stories are true either. I mean, there's a lot of ghost tales out there, and they're, yeah, can sometimes be quite interesting.
And we are given an email address for this lady. It's Lorena Garcia Gordo at yahoo.es. So if you wanted to...
Well, now I know it's fake. There's no way some lady's going to call herself fat.
You don't think that anyone has Gordo as the last name?
Not a woman. As a last name? As it wasn't mentioned in the article.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Things that make you go, let's go to Justin in Pennsylvania. Your thoughts on this or anything you want to take control of the airwaves about? Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I thought I'd input a little quick story my friend relayed to me some years ago where he claimed to have a experience in a parallel universe and then back again.
How did he get back?
Yeah, I don't know. But the way he described it to me was he was driving to his friend's house for a party. You know, he was, like, giving me all these details of the fairly populated street, et cetera. So he came to the traffic stop and made, like, a right-hand turn. He was giving me all sorts of details. It was roughly, like, a 45-degree angle and all that kind of stuff. And so he said he pulled onto the street, and all of a sudden he noticed it was just it was dead quiet, and there weren't any people around. And he really didn't think too much of it. You know, people just don't really think of these odd things at first. You know, they think of other explanations at first. So he went up to his friends, and then he looked inside the house, and there were no people there. It didn't even look like it was lived in. And he was sure he was at the right address. The house was the same color, was the same street number, but there were just no people there. It hadn't looked like anyone lived there in years. Like, the refrigerator was a different color. They're just little minor differences, and he looked around.
So he went into the home?
It was locked. He couldn't get in.
Huh, okay.
But it was the same house number. The house is roughly the same color. And he said there were minor differences, like the refrigerator was a different color, because you could see it from the, you know, from he went around.
Gotcha.
And looked around. He looked around, you know, the environment. He noticed it was, like, quiet and there weren't any people around. And then he started to get, you know, a feeling like, oh, you know, crap, I shouldn't be here. So he went back the exact same way he went, you know, except making the opposite turn to go back. And then he, you know, felt better after a few minutes, and then he went back the exact same way to his friend's house, and things are normal again.
Whoa. Now, this is a friend of yours, so you have reason to believe that his claims would have some level of truth?
I know he doesn't do drugs, and I know he doesn't drink, so I know he wasn't high. And I know he's sane, so I really wish I was there, because these things always fascinate, but you never know what to make of them when you're not there.
This isn't the kind of thing where two people are going to travel through the rift, right? I mean, it's just, you know, and even so, you've got incidences where two rednecks will claim to have been probed by aliens out in the cornfield or whatever. You know, they just get their stories together. So,
well, right. Are these people who are searching for attention, or are they relaying of a real experience that they actually had?
He seemed reasonably concerned about what was happening to him. Like, he's not a person that's really prone to get fearful about things, but he felt like he should go back the way he came or else, and he should do it now.
Wow.
You know, if he were in danger where he felt like he had to do something about it.
Sure. You follow your instincts.
Yeah, so he did, and then he felt better, and then a few minutes later he went the exact same way back, and things are normal again.
Wow.
So, I don't know what to make of it.
The alternate universe.
I didn't call many names. I just like, well, you know, dude, that sucks. I wasn't there.
What do you do with a story like that? Is all you can do is listen, and if it's delivered well enough, you can only assume that, you know,
right? It's
whatever.
A personal experience, and it is as valid as it is for that person. There's no way to assess it. There's no way to test it.
My dad told me a story about him seeing a flying saucer type, a light in the sky, and then that light taking off, and all that kind of thing. And you know, I mean, what do you say about that?
It's not much. I mean, when I was a kid, I forgot my camcorder first, and I lived by when I got my first camcorder, I lived by an airport. And I freaked out over this light that was in the sky, and it was really bright, you know. So I got out my camcorder, and I was freaking out. Ooh, I got a UFO on tape. But, you know, years later, I look at it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a plane. No, it's a plane because you have the adult experience. But
yeah, but then some people who were adults have an experience with, you know, flying saucers and things like that, which they can't explain, and they're very persuasive. I know that Wayne, who was on our program for a while on Wednesday nights, had an experience like that. And, you know, I've got no reason to disbelieve Wayne. I don't think he's out looking for, you know, they're the people that you know they're out looking for attention, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're out promoting and pimping and talking about what happened to him. I've got
a book.
Yeah. And no, but then there are the other people that it just comes up in a conversation where it's just completely natural. It just happens to come up and they tell you their story about something like this. And look, I'm a skeptic, you know, I tend to lean towards skepticism, but when someone who is credible tells me a personal account of a story that's just beyond weird, it really, you know, there's some credence there.
Well, for me, I listen to the story, I give them, you know, whatever respect I can give them, and then I just operate as though I have been given, been told a story, and not
right.
And
well, what
else
can you do? Well, it's not like you can go around searching for the rift in time, so you can, expand it into another universe.
Yeah, I just think that there's just too many variables. It's just difficult to, and there's so many things within our own, I guess, lives that are confusing, especially when you're dealing with, as this show talks about, the government and how they treat individuals.
Yeah,
it's difficult for me to try to dedicate time and energy to you know, sort of sifting through the thoughts of a friend or whoever else that's talking. It's amusing, I certainly agree, but until I experience something similar, I really don't have anything to base it off of, no benchmark from which to come.
Good story, though, Justin. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Still to come here, piracy updates. JJ will share those with us. And you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site. So enjoy them, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and invest it into the show, advertising to radio stations, getting on more stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners Free Talk Live. In fact, we've just been re-added. I didn't even know we were on Stitcher, but apparently we were, and then they pulled us off.
And people listened there.
And some of the people that were listening on Stitcher wrote to us and said, hey, what happened? You're not on Stitcher anymore. And I said, I didn't know we were. I'll get in touch with them. And because I feel like I recall talking to Stitcher in the past, you know, having heard about them being a competitor to Pandora that actually offered news talk products.
I recognize the name.
So I believe I reached out to them, and I remember talking to them, and they wanted to, like, insert ads into the show, and I had to, like, you know, I had to basically cut up a custom version of the show just for them. I'm like, I don't want to do all that work. Why can't you just take, like, I don't want your money, because they have this rev share program where if you provide them with content and they make, you know, get new listeners from your content or whatever, that they'll share some of their money with you. Like, I don't care. I don't want your money. I just want to get on your service. And I just recall, like, when I talked to them, it didn't seem like it went anywhere, and so I just let the issue drop, but I guess someone added us to Stitcher anyway. And for whatever reason, we got pulled out. But we're back on Stitcher now. So you can now find Free Talk Live again on Stitcher, which is a program that a lot of people use instead of Pandora, for instance. It's a competitor to them. And
I've seen their logo.
And Pandora has no news talk product. So, I mean, if you want talk product, you have to use Stitcher. So it's now there. Free Talk Live is available that way. So Free Talk Live's AMP program helps Free Talk Live get out into more venues, into more people's ears, so more people can hear the ideas of freedom. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. We talk about it here on Free Talk Live a great deal, and it is essentially an uncounterfeitable private internet cash. You can use it without fees to buy, sell, and trade. And if you want to find out more about Bitcoins, go to weusecoins.org and watch the video there. Some folks, however, haven't really been in, it's been difficult to obtain them. Well, crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. If you're totally clueless on the Bitcoin currency, they've got a 24-hour customer service. Just visit their site and click the live support link at the top. I've done it, and they made it a lot easier. You can see Crypto Exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, you can bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. Piracy is in the news, and JJ has a couple of bits of information about it, so do share that with us.
And that's right. This story comes from rawstory.com. Leak reveals U.S. threat moves Spain to implement anti-piracy law. Much as U.S. officials leaned on France to pass an internet disconnection law for repeated copyright offenders, so too was Spain threatened with repercussions if their lawmakers did not pass a strict new anti-piracy law, according to a leaked U.S. diplomat's letter obtained by Spanish newspaper El País. Dated December 12, 2011, and written by U.S. Ambassador Alan D. Slomont, an Obama appointee, the letter expressed frustration with outgoing President José Luis Rodríguez, who did not adopt policies imposing sanctions for online piracy, even though he was pressured by the United States. That policy was adopted December 30th. So, 18 days after this letter was given to them, the policy was adopted December 30th, and one of the first major reforms implemented by the administration of Mariano Rajoy Bray, who took office December 21st.
So, the new guy.
9 days after this new guy takes office, he implements the policy the U.S. wants.
And the U.S. is twisting his arm, apparently, to some extent. Spain, you do this or else.
Yeah.
Sounds like the New World Order to me.
I don't know what that means, Mark, but it does sound like a hegemonic U.S. government.
How does that feel?
Dominating the entire world with its might.
Right. Spain's new copyright enforcement policy goes a bit further than just disconnecting repeat of violators. First, it creates a new governing agency to study claims of copyright infringement, which would be acted upon within 10 days of the initial complaint. If the agency chooses to act, the country's ISP are required to fill the role of its enforcement mechanism or face a penalty. ISPs would then be required to block the domain of any site found to be engaged in copyright infringement.
It sounds like SOPA. I mean, it sounds like what they're planning on doing here.
That's right. The provisions are similar but not the same as the U.S. Stop Online Piracy Act, which remains under consideration by lawmakers in the House of Representatives.
The United States government forces some other government to adopt it before it even does.
That's what it sounds like.
Spain has long been known as a haven for online piracy, with some estimates claiming that films and music are more often pirated than purchased in the country. Some U.S. movie studios have even threatened to stop selling.
I would say that music here in the United States is probably pirated more often than it's purchased.
I think with iTunes and the online, where you can buy a song for
Amazon has it too.
You know, I think there's a lot more purchased, but you might be right in that argument.
There's no way to tell.
Yeah, there's no way to tell.
Some U.S. movie studios have threatened to stop selling DVDs in Spain, and the U.S. has placed them on a list called Special 301, which serves as a formal warning ahead of potential trade sanctions.
Trade sanctions.
Wow. So you either do this or we're going to increase tariffs on
that's
you,
right.
That kind of thing.
You need to rule your people the way we want you to rule your people.
Yeah.
Those very sanctions were threatened by Ambassador Slomont, according to El País, if the country did not adopt a policy that would enforce internet service providers to block infringing websites. The same day the law was implemented, the Spanish media published another letter leaked by the government agency showing that U.S. Chamber of Commerce had also pressured lawmakers to accept the proposals, warning of possible damage to the nation's economy if they did not.
Yeah, you know, and one would think that when you're talking about different countries that you should sort of have this competition between countries where, you know, different ideas can be fleshed out. I mean, some countries can have the quote-unquote idea that, you know, ones and zeros are property, whereas that can be replicated, and other countries can say, well, no, this is since there's replication going on here, that this isn't stealing, and you know, see how that goes. You'd have an opportunity for ideas to be fleshed out, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, countries could try different ideas as far as what is property too. I mean, sure. Legalize theft if that's right. What you want to do, but one country like the United States shouldn't be able to you know, force its will on another one.
I think if the private industry doesn't want them to sell or whatever, they can decide, okay, we're not going to have that, we're not going to ship product to Spain, okay? But they don't have to get the government to enact trade sanctions and, like, start, you know, coming at it with economic sort of warmongering.
It's so sad. You know, you don't have a good product when you have to use force to get people to accept it. Look, make your movies better. Make the music sound better.
Well, at this point, you know,
when
you're talking about movies, you know, I mean, what kind of pirated movies are out there? Somebody with a camcorder sitting in the back of a movie theater?
Well, no, it depends. It depends on how the release is going. So if the film is still in theaters, then yeah, it's a guy sitting in the back with a camcorder shooting the screen.
Sometimes some people can get a hold of the studios. Yeah, the studios send out some sort of a pre-release, so that the critics can watch it, and then they can have their stories ready for when release day happens.
Right. They're called screeners, and it's far more rare that you'll see a screener copy on a site like the Pirate Bay. And then eventually, as the DVD's coming closer to release, you know, some kid that works at Best Buy or whatever snags it out the back shelf or whatever before it gets put out to the public, and they rip and re-encode it, and they upload it. So eventually you're going to get a good, decent, watchable copy that is an actual rip of a DVD
and
online.
Don't people buy the movies that they like best? I mean, don't most people have those 10 movies that they really are the very best?
Yeah, I do. A lot of people that I know have DVD collections, and it's not just, you know, the movies, it's the bonus features, it's the, you know, like the director's commentary, you know, there's a lot of collector sort of items that come with buying a movie.
Yeah, I don't want to watch a movie on my laptop. I want to watch a movie on my television at home or in a movie theater. So, I mean, I'm not going to say that I haven't enjoyed some clips from movies on the internet, but, you know, I mean, I want the experience of watching on my computer, or not on my television.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Of course, Mark, we're in a world today where it's not hard to hook your television up to a computer and basically have a huge computer monitor.
It's hard to do that with my television.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. The Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go to the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams. And the podcast, once again, m.freetalklive.com. Still on the subject of piracy, there's other news, not just that the U.S. government is reaching out around the world with threats against other governments like Spain, where they've threatened them with economic sanctions of some level if they didn't fall in line with the
new... And this is just as much a threat against U.S. businesses that might do business in Spain, too. It's not just Spain right. And Spain's businesses that are being threatened. It's the United States businesses that would want to do business with Spain.
They're going to make it more difficult for anyone to do business with Spain if they don't jump on board with essentially the provisions of SOPA. It's slightly modified, but it's essentially the idea that the U.S. government should be able to determine what websites someone should be able to access internationally now.
I think with this day and age of internet commerce and people, not only internet commerce, but communication, and you can have a relationship, a friendship, maybe not an intimate relationship, but you can have a relationship with someone that lives overseas, talk to them every day, see them every day on your internet, trade with them, barter with them. And for the U.S. to sit there and try to enact laws that will punish this person, you know, for doing a certain thing that isn't quite here yet, you know, the SOPA, I don't know, it hasn't passed.
Not yet.
It's still sitting there waiting for whatever.
So I understand it, yeah.
So, you know, I think the U.S. is sort of maybe using Spain as a sort of testing grounds of sorts, approving grounds for the laws to see how the populace reacts to it, how difficult it is to enforce, how, you know, whatever the logistics are behind it. But we also have...
It's scary, the SOPA stuff. I know that you've got an update on SOPA, but also apparently piracy has become a religion.
That's right. This other story is from Raw Story as well. Internet piracy, now a religion in Sweden.
Sweden, that's what I thought. They had the Pirate Party there, which was a political party, but it's also
a group of people related to the Swedish Pirate Party claim this week that the state has officially sanctioned copyism.
Copyism.
I guess that's how you would... It's with a K, though, so it's kind of throwing me off, but copyism, as a legitimate religion, granting them the freedom to carry out their holy sacrament of copying information from the internet.
So if the information is God, then copying it is like making more God, right?
So update, there's this update. Reach for comment by Ross Story. Swedish authorities with the Kammarkollegiet confirm that copyism has indeed been granted the status of religion. So the Missionary Church of Copyism, which holds that copying information is a sacred act, has been wrangling with the Swedish authorities for over a year, trying to obtain recognition for their beliefs. Their first request was denied in March of 2011 after authorities found that they did not meet the formal requirements as recognized as a valid faith. The church claimed it had finally won that recognition, saying in a press release this week, strangely, that it took so long because Swedish authorities have been infiltrated. Swedish authorities have been infiltrated by copyright extremism. Okay, so
I see.
The government has been infiltrated by copyright extremism.
It's been very difficult. They've made the path very difficult to get a legitimate religion created.
Throughout history, various groups around the world have been persecuted by oppressors, the church explains on its website. They have since taken refuge in religion with a desire for peaceful coexistence without threats and harassment. In our belief, communication is sacred. Communication needs to be respected. It is a direct sin to monitor and eavesdrop on people. Absolute secrecy is holy in the Church of Copyism.
I'm seeing K-O-P-I-M-I-S-M. How's
that's
it
right.
spelled for you?
Yeah,
K-O-P-I-M-I-S-M?
I'm going to say copy is... Oh, well, see, that middle M throws me off.
Well, anyway, there it is.
Yeah. You want to try it again, Ian?
The Church of Copyism claims that copy acting, sharing information through copying, is akin to a religious service.
Most Swedes are members of the Church of Sweden, which follows Lutheranism. It is not a state-sponsored religion. Recognized religious denominations are allowed to apply for financial support through the national tax system, which their members contribute in order to support their favored organizations. The government does not track the religion of an individual citizens.
The church, this is from the BBC, the church which holds control C and control V as sacred symbols.
Wow.
For those that don't know, control C, control V are the shortcuts for copy and paste in Windows.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny.
I think it's very funny. I think it's great that, as far as I'm concerned, if someone wants to make a religion about whatever they want, they can do it. Okay, there can be religions, and it doesn't even have to be positive. They can do negative things, too. It's just, they have to suffer the consequences that society brings for doing negative actions. But at the same time, if people want to have a religion for, organizing bookshelves or... I don't know, dipping fruit in a chocolate, that's fine. You can do that. That's your thing.
Or smoking pot. I mean, there's all kinds of different interesting religions out there. And I think that if you can get the government to lay off of something because it's your religion, then you've won. It's unfortunate that some people have to go to that extreme to simply get left alone on certain issues. But there have been wins in these cases, like with, was it ayahuasca, where there was some sort of Indian tribe that, essentially won the right to use ayahuasca as a sacrament. I don't recall if that was the right drug, but there was some
peyote is used as a sacrament in several tribes,
and it's not illegal for them, right?
No, peyote, it is. It's like one of those things that grows in really harsh places.
It's cactus.
And so it's like it grows naturally,
mm-hmm.
and there it's not like it's illegal to possess it like in a bag or something like that, or possess it with an intent to smoke it or whatever, distribute something like that. But I'm all for people making religions to do all kinds of things. Now, is there like Quakerism? I'm not very familiar with it. But would it be safe to say that it's a religion of based on liberty or something to that effect, or individual liberty or individual?
You know, I would say that there's a lot of comparisons between Quakers and, you know, libertarians, especially early Quakers. But, you know, it's based on one's individual interpretation of God in their life, I think is probably, you know, a way to describe it.
Unfortunately, a lot of religions who should be respected are not. Rastafarians are not respected in their right to consume cannabis. Quakers are not respected in their right to stay seated when a man in a robe walks into a room. And I find it very offensive when these things happen to these folks. They should be able to do what they want. They're not hurting anyone else. And I wish we had more Quakers and Rastafarians who are willing to violate these rules and challenge them and, you know, take them to court and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
How do you take it to court?
I don't know, Mark. I mean, I was told that, like, for instance, I was just banned from the courthouse, from the entire parking lot. I was told by somebody else that that's completely illegal, that without any kind of... They claimed I was harassing the employees, but I was never convicted of harassing anyone. They just simply told me I couldn't come back. And, you know, they gave me a no trespass order. And they were suggesting that there needs to be, like, an injunction filed or something like that. And that, like, they made it sound like that there was some sort of legal process through which one could go to remedy this situation. Of course, I have no idea how the legal system works in these, you know, in these ways. So I don't know where to begin. I've contacted the Institute for Justice. I left them a message today. And I have the forms for the ACLU or the NH version of the ACLU. And I will be sending them.
NHCLU, yeah.
I will be sending them some information about what is going on. But, you know, some people have won this. It's just you usually end up having to go to jail first before you can win these issues.
Yeah, great. That's what I'm looking to do.
Right. Most people don't want to do that. They'd rather hide out and do their religious sacraments in private. But ultimately, I support their right to do whatever they want, so long as they don't hurt anyone else. Now, there's a final story.
If this is just a joke, and a way to hide out what they're doing. As far as I'm concerned, a religion is a philosophy. And, I mean, now I'll grant you that it may be a philosophy based around the belief that, you know, somebody lives in the sky and that they've given us orders. That may be the philosophy. But there can be all kinds of religions. I would believe that somebody could worship truth in the same way that they might worship Jesus. So if you could worship truth, which is simply a concept, it is not an individual, then, you know, at that point, you can really just say that you could, you know, any kind of philosophy could be a religion. As far as I'm concerned, it should be, and enjoy the protections thereof.
The Stop Online Piracy Act is the next wave of evil in the war against file sharing from the government's perspective, and you've got an update on that, Jake.
That's right. Reddit co-founder anti-piracy bill will obliterate an entire tech industry.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound good.
That's right.
And we'll hear more about it in moments. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, coming up, there's a huge hit piece that was posted on Accuracy in Media about the Free State Project and how it's just so horrible that these people, these dirty, brainwashed, mind-altered young people are supporting Ron Paul in the name of liberty. We'll explain. Coming up in Hour 3, it's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.